Grand Rising girl, I'm gonna get straight into it because I'm running late. I meant to do this a little bit earlier, so I'm not gonna be here long. Listen, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast from Tiffany with Love. And it is from the bottom of my heart that I create these recordings for my podcast because I love you. Listen, sis, I want to talk to you a little bit today about your environment and the sounds in it. I love music. I do. Now, don't get me wrong. I love music, not so much as lyrics. Lyrics are cool sometimes, but for the most part, I like to vibe to the sounds of instruments, music. So yes, I listen to a lot of instrumental music, jazz, classical, meditation music. Yes, I listen to meditation music just like you would put on your favorite song. I have meditation sounds that I listen to, singing bowls, flutes, listen to, sounds of nature, also listening to the ocean, things like that. Music has been found to have powerful effects on the mental and the physical health of people. Hospitals and hospice facilities use music. They've done studies that show how music can reduce stress levels, improve moods, increase energy levels, reduce pain levels, and even speed up recovery time. So, it is very important that you are selecting the music that you listen to. Honestly, you do want to be mindful of what you hear. Now, my children, I know, they're listening to rap music, and I get that, but I listen to it with them to hear what it is they're talking about. And, I talk to my girls so they know what's real, what's fake, what's entertainment, and what's, something for you to learn from. So I don't mind them listening to rap music, but when I play my meditation music, they listen to that too. Because I play it, I put my speaker on, so you're gonna hear it throughout the house. So they know, and I have them sleep to meditation music, sometimes natural sounds of nature rather, things like that. So I want you to be mindful of the music that you're playing in your home. No, you can't control it when you go outside, but in your home and in your car, you definitely can, especially with the kids around. Play it. Like I say, you'll be amazed on what they pick up on. My oldest came and showed me that she had bought a book on shadow work. Ordered it from TikTok. I was like, whoa, okay. My youngest has been writing affirmations and she's been doing her spiritual baths when I do mine. They don't mind when I tell them to do something. They don't give me no pushback or anything like that. And I'm really glad of it because they know what it is and why we're doing it. Because I explain everything. Same thing when it goes to music, guys. When your kids are listening to these rap musics, are you explaining to them that it's just for entertainment? I hope you are. Let them know that even if they want you to believe it's real, tell them that it's not real. You really think he did all of that and didn't go to jail? You really think he did all of that and no one came back and retaliated? He's in a studio talking about it, telling the world. So, no, trust me, it really didn't happen. You gotta be real with your kids, because this society will have their mind jacked up, man. For real. It used to be a point where I didn't even like talking to teenagers because they sound so out of touch and so lost. You can tell no one was really pouring into them. It just, you know what I mean? So, I encourage you to pay attention to the music that you are listening to going forward all day, every day. If you can control the sounds that you hear, the melodic sounds that you hear, and that's around you and your family, I suggest you do. At least once or twice a week, let the meditation music just play in the house while you cleaning up or while you cooking or while you looking for something or research or something. Just let it play in the house with the kids there and everything. Even if it's just you, just let it play in the house. It relaxes the energy, the environment, everything, and everybody that hear those sounds are affected. I listened to Tibetan singing bowls all day yesterday while I worked. I had this rare sense of peace yesterday, and it felt so good. I couldn't stop giggling. I had this sensation over my body at one point that was absolutely amazing, guys. And I meditated. Of course, I was on a fast yesterday too, so I don't know if all of that played a role, but I felt unusually good. And I didn't even question it. I was like, wow, this is nice. It's like, what's about to happen today? Like, I felt that good. Like, something good was about to happen. Nothing big. I mean, I had a good day at work. I had a good day at home, as usual. I did a fast from sun up to sundown. Yeah, nice, quiet, relaxing day. I don't know. But it was a good feeling. I do blame that on my environment, the way that I feel. And I want you guys to get in that energy as well. Just have a day when you're just feeling absolutely amazing. Nothing good happened. Nobody even said anything to you, but you feel absolutely amazing. And go around other people. I had some beautiful conversations yesterday on the phone. As y'all know, I don't go out much. I had an old friend come by. We had a nice conversation for a few minutes because I had to get to work. But yeah. Feeling good is great. That's about all I can say about that. And I honestly feel good today too, guys. I feel really good today. I'm so thankful for waking up. And I am honestly grateful for where I am in my life at this time. And I hope you are too, sis. Because being alive is a wonderful thing. Being aware is glorious. Elevation is nonstop. I'm going to always say that. There is no cap on growth. There's no limits to it. You can go up, 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 and very far. You know, you just got to be dedicated to it. And then sometimes, guys, I do stuff subconsciously. And I'll be like, oh, wow, that wasn't even a goal that I was going for. But that's cool. That's even better. So always go with your first mind. All right. It's your life. We only get one. Roll this puppy till the wheels fall off. All in good, positive fun, though. Remember, always make somebody smile. Because making someone else smile, it does do something different to their world. But it also benefits you. Because you're spreading your joy, your energy, your love onto someone who obviously needs it at the time. So, I want you guys to know that I love you. It's from the bottom of my heart that I've created this podcast and I do these recordings. I don't record as often as I would like to, but that's okay. It'll change one day. You know, my schedule is kind of, you know. And now I got a call coming in. So, guys, I want you guys to have a wonderful day. Know that I love you. Until we speak again, be well.